This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian forces continued to pound towns and cities overnight and to tighten their grip on the eastern city of Severodonetsk. Britain's defense ministry reported Thursday that Russia had captured most of the city, one of two in Luhansk province, that had remained under Ukrainian control. The eastern Donbas region is made up of Luhansk and Donetsk provinces. Later Thursday, the Ukrainian military said fierce street fights were taking place in the eastern city. A spokesman said it was impossible to say how much of Severodonetsk is under Russian control. In response to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's ongoing pleas for more weapons, U.S. President Joe Biden announced on Wednesday that the U.S. is providing Ukraine with a $700 million package of more advanced rocket systems and munitions. The administration said it will take about 3 weeks to get the systems up and running. The Biden administration said Ukrainians will receive four of the high-mobility artillery rocket systems with a range of about 70 kilometers. The administration said the Ukrainians have vowed not to launch the rockets into Russian territory. Ukrainian President Zelensky on Thursday continued urging Western allies to step up weapon supplies to Ukraine in a speech delivered remotely via video to the Luxembourg Parliament. Zelensky said Ukrainians suffer every day from missile strikes. He suggests in the last day Russia used 15 different cruise missiles, and since the invasion began, they've used 2,478 missiles, most of them targeting civilian infrastructure. From Washington, this is VOA News.